WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
In this morning with First Weather as the temperatures drop and we dry out this morning.
A fine weather ahead here on this Friday as high pressure builds across the Garden State for the weekend. We'll look at a mix of clouds and sunshine. Maybe a few flurries today, lower 30s in the north, closer to 40 in the south. Clear, cold tonight, lows 14 to 18. Partly cloudy on Saturday, highs 28 to 36. And Sunday will be the milder day of the weekend with a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs 38 to 46. Monday, partly cloudy, highs in the 30s, but some 40s expected in the south. I'm meteorologist Richard DeWetting.
Salem's at 31, Denville 31, and Keyport is 31. Time out, New Jersey's First News, 5:01. With more companies implementing random drug testing policies, police departments across New Jersey are also randomly testing their officers. And in the first report since the testing became mandatory, there is evidence of drug use, though it is very low. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with the details. Patrick?
Well, for context, Eric, nearly 4% of the United States workforce, 3.6 in New Jersey, returned a positive for drugs in random 2017 tests, according to the annual drug testing index by Jersey-based Quest Diagnostics. An Asbury Park Press analysis showed that Jersey cops fail random drug tests too, but at a much, much lower rate, 0.02%, or 8 positive results out of about 34,000 officers in the first year of the state's mandatory random tests. The 8 officers serve in 6 different North and Central Jersey communities. Some were able to produce prescriptions for their positives. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. New Jersey is also doing a better job of recording use of force incidents involving police, but they've not done much with the data. Reporters have gathered the data and done their own analysis, but Attorney General Gabriel Graywall wants his office to do the same. Graywall says he wants to track trends so his office could step in and take corrective action where needed. Your commuter weather for this morning. Temperatures are hovering right around that freezing mark, and it is a little bit breezy, so a hat and gloves for the kids on the way to the bus stop today. Clouds and sun will mix up today with some scattered flurries possible. Highs in the lower 30s to near 40. Clear and cold tonight, and it looks to be a relatively dry but chilly weekend ahead. We'll have more on your weekend weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have the latest on the ongoing government shutdown, and a fatal bus crash turns a highway into a pile of metal in North Jersey. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out, New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Your commuter weather for this morning. Temperatures are right around that freezing mark, so the kids will need a jacket on their way to the bus stop this morning. And beware, there may be a little bit of black ice out there, either on the highways or on untreated sidewalks as you are stepping outside this morning. We will see high temperatures in the lower 30s to near 40. Clouds and sunshine overhead, and can't rule out the possibility of a scattered flurry here and there today, but we're not looking at any accumulating snow at all. The Senate has swatted down competing Democratic and Republican plans for ending the 35-day partial government shutdown, but at least the two sides are now talking. The twin setbacks on Thursday prompted a flurry of bipartisan talks aimed at temporarily halting the longest shutdown in history and paying 800,000 beleaguered federal workers while bargainers continue to seek a longer-term deal. A fatal bus crash in North Jersey last night leading to a horrifying scene. Multiple cars, many injuries, traffic issues that affected a major highway for hours. This morning, one person is dead and several are injured, some seriously.
Authorities say at least one person is dead and more than 20 people are being treated for injuries which were suffered when a bus was involved in a crash with 3 other vehicles. It happened last night on Route 80 in Parsippany. One witness says a tour bus from New York hit the median and went airborne, leading to the multi-car wreck. The horrific crash also caused lane closures and heavy delays in the area. Multiple people remain in serious condition at Morristown Medical Center. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey school bus driver who prosecutors say was looking at child porn in between driving students has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Then 58-year-old Eugene Tristan will spend the rest of his life on parole supervision. Investigators found dozens of sexually explicit image of children he had been viewing between bus runs in Sparta Township's public school district. His lawyer says Tristan was severely abused as a child and said he feels remorse and shame. East Brunswick police are looking for a man who approached 2 children as they were walking in the rain on Thursday. A heavyset man, around 40, with a blonde, orangish beard, drove up next to the kids and asked if they wanted a ride home. The kids ignored him, and he eventually drove away. A plan to boost New Jersey's minimum wage by nearly 70% over the next 5 years has cleared the first major hurdle by party-line votes. It is all but certain to reach a receptive Governor Murphy in less than a week's time.
Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin says the $15 minimum wage plan is a compromise that balances the needs of workers and employers.
$8.85 an hour, which is the current minimum wage, is not sufficient in this terrific state of ours.
Even with slower wage increases for seasonal workers, prices will rocket to unaffordable levels, says Patrick O'Neill, owner of Colonial Bakery in Lavalette.
You'll see that a lot of the families that used to come down for the summer will not be able to afford the prices at the shore anymore, and they will look to vacation elsewhere, further driving our business into the ground.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. A fire in South Brunswick is being blamed on a charging cell phone. The home was severely damaged. It appears to have started in the basement where the phone was plugged into a power strip. Nobody was injured, but the family is now having to stay with friends. Despite ongoing efforts to promote pedestrian safety, crossing the street in the Garden State is still pretty dangerous. A new report is ranking New Jersey as the 21st most dangerous state in the nation for people who are walking.
The Smart Growth America report finds over the past decade, more than 1,500 pedestrians have been killed in Jersey. Traffic safety experts point to our frenetic pace of life, driver distraction, and high density, but Tim Evans of New Jersey Future says we have a huge baby boomer population.
Their reflexes aren't as sharp, they don't move as fast, so both as pedestrians and as drivers, the older you get, the more likely you are to be involved in an accident.
To improve safety, he recommends more narrow streets and slower speeds. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
During the ongoing government shutdown, there has been no shortage of comments. One White House aide mused the shutdown was like a paid vacation for some furloughed workers. President Trump's daughter-in-law said employees' little bit of pain was worth it for the good of the country. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross questioned why cash-poor workers were using food banks instead of taking out loans. The president himself says workers simply need to, quote, make adjustments. With hundreds of thousands of federal workers going without pay, including 5,000 in New Jersey during this month-long government shutdown, the president and his team, which includes the wealthiest cabinet ever assembled, are struggling to deliver a full dose of empathy for those who are scraping to barely get by. Indian officials are closely following the political crisis in Venezuela. Opposition leader Juan Guaido's claim to the presidency has been recognized by the U.S. and other countries, a step that put them at odds with Russia, China, and others who see the U.S. as interfering. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs spokesman says it was up to Venezuelans to resolve their differences through constructive dialogue and discussion without resorting to violence. That seems unlikely. The Venezuelan president defiantly called home all Venezuelan diplomats from the U.S. and closed its embassy on Thursday. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We do have a chilly start today, but we are drying out. There is the possibility, as temperatures linger right around that freezing mark, that any standing water or moisture on our roadways could freeze to create some black ice problems. Particularly dangerous could be some of the sidewalks and walkways this morning that haven't been treated. But we're going to have a relatively uneventful, if chilly weekend upcoming. We'll get an extended look at the forecast and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we take a look at what we can expect for the weekend, it is not going to be a terrible weekend, although it's not going to be particularly warm.
A fine weather ahead here as high pressure builds across the Garden State for the weekend, and maybe a few scattered flurries in spots, but no accumulation expected. Chilly temperatures for much of the weekend, but maybe some 40s making a return on Sunday and then again on Tuesday. Snow returning to the forecast late Tuesday night and will take us into Wednesday, and then frigid Arctic air will spread across much of the Great Lakes and eventually into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast as we move into the latter half of next week. Mix of clouds and sunshine, scattered flurries today, lower 30s in the north, closer to 40 in the south. Clear, cold tonight, lows 14 to 18. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, highs 28 to 36. And Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs 38 to 46. Monday, partly cloudy skies, readings in the 30s, but some 40s in the south. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 40s. Snow returns for midweek, colder temperatures, upper 20s and low 30s. I'm meteorologist Richard Weber.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the state is demanding random drug testing of police officers, and we're taking a look into who may be using on the job, but only a small fraction of officers have tested positive. A severe bus crash on Route 80 involving multiple cars leaves one person dead and several other hospitalized in serious condition. In sports, a quiet night all around for the locals. The NHL teams had the night off ahead of the All-Star weekend, so do the NBA locals. But the Sixers' Joel Embiid is named an All-Star starter. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast on this Friday. It's going to remain chilly through much of the weekend with a fair amount of sunshine. After starting off the day in the teens and 20s, we'll head up into the upper 30s and low 40s today. Maybe a few scattered flurries in the forecast today. No real precipitation chances until we get toward the middle part of this upcoming work week. I'm meteorologist Richard Webby.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays,
wake up with Alexa
and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on a Friday morning on the edge of a new weekend, and the weather is clearing out nicely. There still could be the possibility of some black ice or some ice on untreated walkways and sidewalks this morning, so be careful as you're stepping outside this morning. Temperatures are hovering right around freezing this morning. We'll warm up a little bit today, lower 30s to near 40, and then clear and cold tonight. The weekend looks to be uneventful. No precipitation really to mention, but it certainly isn't going to warm up much. We'll have more on your weekend weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes. New Jerseyans spend an hour and a half a day, 24 days per year, worrying about the little things. They're called micro-stresses, and a new state-by-state analysis finds while the issues may be minor, the effect on your body and on your mind can really add up if they are left unchecked.
Psychologist Daniel Gallagher in Maplewood says the majority of things we worry about never even occur.
But if someone tends to get worried a lot about the micro-stresses, as you're referring to them, they add up to just a tendency to be very, very stressful.
And that reduces our ability to focus in the moment. Psychologist Carrie Spindell-Bashoff in West Orange says the physical toll is real as well. She advises clients to carve out a little vacation time in their day.
20 minutes, 30 minutes to literally sort of pretend to stop life and engage in a very enjoyable activity.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:24. A New Jersey-based company is defending plans to build a multi-billion dollar facility in the New Mexico desert to store spent fuel from commercial nuclear reactors around the U.S. Holtec International says the project would provide an option for dealing with waste that's been building up at nuclear power plants since the federal government hasn't established a permanent repository of its own. Opponents are concerned about the safety of transporting the waste and potential environmental effects. As expected, proposed legislation in Washington to end the government shutdown was rejected. We'll have more on that coming up on the half hour. But the result is growing hardship for federal workers trying to make ends meet in an expensive state like New Jersey.
Carlos Rodriguez of the Community Food Bank of New Jersey says a growing number of U.S. government employees who are not getting a paycheck are starting to look for help to get enough to eat.
We're seeing them in our local pantries and soup kitchens throughout the state, in our own pantry down in Egg Harbor Township in Atlantic County.
He adds, unfortunately,
we really have to prepare for what could unfortunately be a longer shutdown than expected.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. We've got temperatures around the Garden State right around the freezing mark, a couple of degrees above or below, depending on where you are, and we are going to warm up maybe into the 30s and 40s today. It is drying out, and no precip is in the forecast for the weekend, but it's not exactly going to be warm. We'll have more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, we'll have the latest on the government shutdown and the results of random drug testing of police officers around New Jersey. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares advancing after a moderate rise on Wall Street amid persisting optimism over the potential for China-U.S. trade talks to help end the tariff wars between the two largest economies in the world. On Wall Street yesterday, gains all across the board. The Dow will open this morning at 24,553. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.